Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Craig, for letting the Lord put this on your heart. And last week when we all gathered up here and Jan had us gathered up, I looked at the cross, you know, and all that came to my mind was, what does that cross mean to me? What does it mean to Christians? Well, I can't tell what the cross means for you or anybody else, but I can tell you what it means for me, you know, and I can tell you how hard it was to get that cross from there to there. You know, the Romans probably had a harder time putting Jesus on the cross than we did moving it from there to there. But there's a reason why we put that there. And I believe this, that should be the focus of your walk on this world, what Jesus done on that cross. And so the last week I've gone around, asked everybody I could, you know, what does the cross mean to you? And the most common answer I got was like, well, Jesus died for my sins. But, you know, I didn't get anything else. You know, and that is true that Jesus did die for our sins. But what that cross means to me is that I was redeemed in that death and him rising. That the same power that rose Jesus from the grave, that same spirit God chose us to dwell in, can allow me to walk the walk that God originally planned for us to walk on here on earth. Even though we live in a place where it's got evil all around us, that power that is in me enabled me to overcome the dark spots in my life. Being born again, all the things in my life that deep down inside I wanted to not do no more, to not be a part of no more. For years and years I buried that. But when I came born again, God delivered me from that. I didn't have to do anything but receive what Christ had planned for me. Now part of that is that little, that doesn't mean I'm perfect. That I got all kinds of bondage to be delivered from, but I'm not going to get into that because, you know, that's God doing that. But it's that little seed that's planted in us when you come to Christ that you go, God, help me. Help remove these things from my life that I don't like about myself. And then you allow Jesus to do it for you and in you as you walk through. And there's failures. I fail, you know, all the time. But every day I wake up, I jump for joy because another thing that cross means is I ain't got to go to hell. You know what I mean? I don't have to. That's what that cross means. You know, when you come to Christ, you receive that, you've been delivered from hell. And that's something to get happy about. When I'm up here, I'm jumping around. That's why I do it. I praise and worship God because he did that for me and I ain't got to go to hell. Does that make me perfect? No. But every morning I wake up, I, woo, you asking why work people, I go to work, they're like, boy, Joe, what's you're happy about? I ain't got to go to hell. You know, but I earned it. I can tell you, I'm probably the upper 30% echelon that deserves to go to hell. People I grew up with probably go, no, he's in the top 10. You know, but I don't have to go to hell no more for what Jesus did on that cross. For everyone in the world, even non-believers, he done that. The whole world. And you know, and that's how we do this, because Jesus says he overcame the world. You know, he overcame the world for us so that we don't have to live the way we lived before we were born again. You know, it doesn't mean you go to hell for doing them. But that one little seed planted in there, Jesus looks down at you and says, ha, got another one. Another one, that little choice you made in life to say, God, help me. There's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me. Before I came to Christ, I'd read that Bible and go, well, that's what's wrong with the world. No, before I can remember where I was, what I was doing, and where I lived, and what I was doing when I was born again. I'm not good with dates, but I remember what I was doing, where I was, and how it happened. But see, God will take that little changement and see. When now I read the Bible, it shows me what's wrong with me. What's wrong with me? I can't read the Bible and tell you what's wrong with people and what's wrong with this. When I read the Bible, God says, this is what's wrong with you. And only the blood of Christ on that cross can redeem you and make you live another way. Another way. As I was praying about this and reading this, this scripture came up to me. God gave it to me. This is what happened when Jesus died on the cross. And this is what he done for me. And it says right here, it's Luke chapter 3, verse 5. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill brought low, and crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough way smooth. When I came to Christ, every mountain in my life that I could never overcome, I have overcome by the power of the cross. In my life, I have overcome them. When before that, I didn't think I would always be doing this, and I would always be empty. But cross brought that mountain down in my life. And the things that I never had, the things that I never had in life, Jesus filled them up. I forgot about them. I moved on. I don't focus on them. You know, this is my family. This is the family I got now, and it's the most beautiful family I've ever had. You know, people that know me, they know what I'm talking about. You know, if you want to know one day, I'll tell you. But I don't have a whole lot of time in it. And the crooked places shall be made straight. That's all the things were wrong in my life. You know, Jesus made them straight. That's part of my testimony, is that Jesus made them straight. I said, here, God, you do this for me, because your word says that you will answer that. You do this for me, I'll do anything for you. And he did it. God will he will not withhold anything that you wish and have someone pray for it with you. He will not withhold it, because of what he did on that cross will empower you to overcome any obstacle in life and straighten your path. And straighten your path. We'll never be perfect, but it will straighten your path. And the road's rough, but Jesus makes it smooth. I have all kinds of things going on in my life, but I wake up every morning knowing that it's okay, that Jesus, and only by the blood of Jesus will I get through that rough road. It doesn't make the road unrough. It just makes it not so rough. It makes it smooth. You know, so. I just want to thank y'all for being patient. And I tried to give them 10. You might not get 10, but every day I wake up and every day I go to sleep, I think about the cross and what Jesus done for me. It's the only thing that delivers me from a bad day, a good day, and a wrong way, and a good way, is the power of that cross. The way that that cross is, that calls us, and Jesus calls us not to live the way we've always lived, but to change the things that he wants you to change in your life. If you ask God what's wrong with you in your life, he will answer you. He will answer you. He answered me all the time. You know, every day I look, you know, I repent and say, God, forgive me. I handled that wrong. I let the flesh take over, and, you know, I handled it wrong. And then he'll give a word to you. And he'll correct you, you know. Amen. I just thank y'all for letting me come up here and do my growing and my working and my training. God bless you all. I love you all. And just remember, and like all Christians, what does the cross mean to you as a Christian? You know. And just bless you. And thank you very much.